T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is a pretty cool time of year, the past couple of years, where the ice canal side is open. Talk about it and how excited you guys are for the season.
Great. So we are always extremely excited for the winter season here at Canal Side. The ice at Canal Side itself is presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Western New York. They're a wonderful partner for us. They allow us to have this amazing rink down here. It's 35,000 square feet of skatable ice. It's the size of 2 NHL hockey rinks put together. And the excitement's already here. We've got our lights on, we've got our music on, and we already have a handful of skaters. We've been open about 10 minutes.
Talk about some of the popular things in years past that are here again this year, and then also talk about some of the new features, like the igloos and the cafe and stuff.
Sure, I'm happy to. So we have our fan favorites, of course. We have Curling Back. Curling is sponsored by Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino. That's in the same location that it was last year, right next to Explore and More Children's Museum. We have the bumper cars back for our second year. They're presented by West Her Collision Centers. And those are still available, $7 for 7 minutes. Reserve them right here in the Honda Winter Pavilion. The ice bikes are here as well. Of course, we have just regular skate rentals if you need to rent skates. If you have your own, you're welcome to come on down, take a lap around the rink. New elements this year, of course, are the igloos. We have 3 igloos right along the edge of the ice rink. You're able to rent those for $149. They comfortably fit 8 adults. Inside of it, you will receive hot cocoa, you'll receive your first round of drinks on the house. Also, admission and skate rental are included. You'll have it, again, for 90 minutes, able to book that online, buffalowaterfront.com. Another feature that's new to the area down here, Low Bridge Cafe, presented by M&T Bank, is open and will be open during all of the skating hours that we operate. Inside, you've got coffee, pizza, soup, grilled chicken sandwiches, grilled cheeses, all of those warm, feel-good foods that you're going to want after you spent a good amount of time on the ice.
November in Buffalo is kind of weird. I mean, even tomorrow it's going to be almost 50 degrees. Mm-hmm. Talk about the persistence of having to keep up with the ice during the season, especially outside and unpredictable Buffalo weather.
The Buffalo weather is, you just said it, is always unpredictable. And this ice sheet is so different from others because it's 2.5 inches thick. We start building it at the beginning of the month of November. It takes us about 3 weeks to get it to where it is today, where it's a beautiful skatable sheet. What we find is that we have daily maintenance on this ice. We have chillers underneath it. We're making sure we're using the right amount of blade, the right amount of water to maintain a smooth surface. When the weather tends to spike up, we always are a little concerned, but as long as it's not raining, we can maintain the ice no problem. The rain is really what can be detrimental to the ice surface.
There were some issues last year, so I think you guys had to close a couple times. Is that, and then this year, how will people find out about that?
People will find out about any closings, updates, or changes on our website, buffalowaterfront.com. There's an alert bar right at the top, so you go to that page, it'll tell you any changes that have happened to the schedule. And then, of course, our social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, Buffalo Waterfront. Follow us, you'll get all the updates right to your phone.
Talk about this ice surface as being like a gathering point for people of Buffalo. There hasn't really been something like this other than going to like a Bills game or a Sabres game, that they're like, there's a central attraction that's kind of family friendly for everyone. And then just talk about that and how it's kind of revitalized this corridor, especially during the winter season.
You know, so the ice at Canal Side opened up in 2014. So being in the 2019-2020 season, we've really watched it grow and change. And we've listened to the public about what kind of elements they want and activities and amenities. And we love so much that this has become some people's holiday tradition. This has become the meeting spot for people home on winter break when they're home from college, or just for old friends that want to connect and spend a great day in downtown Buffalo and see the development and the revitalization. We've really been able to watch it grow, especially over the past 3 years. We're excited for what the season brings, and we're even more excited for what the future holds.
How many people do you think come here every year?
For the winter season, it can be a little bit easier to track attendance because we are doing an admission to come onto the ice rink. We usually get about, you know, close to 200,000 guests in a winter season. And thinking of that in Buffalo, it's only 4 months. And that's a lot of folks coming through. And you'll also find that the majority come through in the first 6 weeks of our season. So that brings us from opening day today just until after New Year's Eve. It starts to quiet down once we hit the later months because I think the Buffalonians need a little break from the winter when we hit February. But we still love it and we're out here every day.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add about this season? Anything, any events, anything that new that we haven't touched on?
We do have a grand opening ceremony happening this Friday, the 22nd. Public skate will open at 1 p.m. So we'll be open 1 to 10 public skate. You'll find that the programming starts at 5. Everything from a visit from Santa, the Snow Sisters will be here as well. We will have some giveaways for guests who come in, as well as a beautiful fireworks display to really kick off the winter season here.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.